Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Chapter 13, The Ecstatic Dancing of the Lord at Rath Yatra, beginning with text number 1. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who danced in front of the car of Sri Jagannath, be all glorified. By seeing his dancing, not only was the whole universe held in wonder, but Lord Jagannath himself became very much astonished. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami oftentimes gives at the beginning of each chapter a verse which is like a sutra, which captures the spirit, the essence of the whole chapter. So here we're seeing in this chapter Rath Yatra is described. We're seeing how everyone is getting ecstatic, but especially Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya, he dances in front of the chariot of Lord Jagannath, and who is in glorification of Lord Jagannath. And by seeing his dancing, not only was the whole universe held in wonder, but Lord Jagannath himself also. So this is really profound, how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is attracting even Lord Jagannath. Usually, at Rath Yatra, everyone is eagerly waiting. In Jagannath Puri, everything is going on Indian time, and it has always been like that. So no one knows exactly when Rath Yatra is going to start. It's sort of just now coming, type of thing. And everyone is waiting at the Simhadwara for Lord Jagannath to appear. And exactly when it's going to happen, nobody knows, but there is an ecstatic mood of awaiting the Lord. And everyone is just very, very eager to see Lord Jagannath. But when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there, it was Lord Jagannath who was eager to come out, eager to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, of course, when we go to Rath Yatra, we can look at it from particularly three eras, right? We can go back to the Satya Yuga, where in the Skanda Purana, the whole narration is given of how Maharaj Indrajumna from Avantipur had a desire to see the Supreme Lord and called upon his court pandit and asked him which deity to see. He said he had a great desire to see the deity of the Lord, of the Supreme Lord, Parabrahman, and where should he go? So the pandit called all the tirthayatris, all the sadhus who would travel around holy places, and this one sadhu in great ecstasy began to describe Nilachala, how there is this blue hill, this blue mountain, and how on top of that mountain there is a beautiful banyan tree, and how there is this kund, Rohini kund, which is just filled with transcendental nectar, and anyone who even touches that kund for a moment immediately is liberated. And there one could see the Lord of the universe. So that's how the desire was awakened in Indrajumna Maharaj to see the deity. And of course, we know later on many things transpired. So we can go into the Skanda Purana and go into that ancient story. That's one way of looking at it. And we see how that takes place in the Satya Yuga. So Rath Yatra has been performed since Satya Yuga annually. So you can understand that's many times. But then we can look at Rath Yatra when it took place at the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Ratiyatra became a new, took on a new dimension. It took on a new dimension. There had been no kirtan like that before. It is said just before Ratiyatra, Lord Chaitanya was returning from South India. And as he was returning from South India, the news had already spread that soon the Lord will arrive in Jagannath Puri. So the devotees from Bengal, they had rushed all by foot, walking very quickly from Bengal to Puri. And they almost met simultaneously. So then they performed this Sankirtan, which is just in chapter 11, a few chapters earlier, the Beda Beda Sankirtan pastimes. And there it is described how the devotees began to perform Sankirtan. And no one in Jagannath Puri had ever heard such kirtan. They'd never heard something like that. Because this Sankirtan was filled with love. It was not just a matter of banging and clanging and no, it was Prem Sankirtan. So this Prem Sankirtan was so overwhelming that people came from everywhere. People just came running all over to attract it to that kirtan. So in chapter 11, we get an idea of what kind of kirtan, what kind of quality kirtan was going on at Ratiyatra. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, right, he was just beyond himself. He was just experiencing the greatest ecstasy. The greatest ecstasy. He was so happy to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan now, in the mood of the gopis, grabbing the chariot and pulling Krishna back. Ah, now it is the end of this viraha, the end of this separation. Now we will bring the Lord back to where he actually belongs, back to where he can be happy. How can the Lord ever be happy outside of his transcendental home, Vrindavan? Krishna has gone mad. He went to Mathura and then to Kurukshetra, and now we've got him back to Vrindavan. So all this was there in the mind of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as he performed Ratiyatra, he was not thinking, let me flood the whole world, let me flood the three worlds with the mercy. He was first of all thinking, let me bring the Lord back to Vrindavan. Then he was also thinking, let me flood the whole world with the mercy, the external purpose of the Supreme Lord. So we can speak more about that era of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then we have a third era that we can address, and that is the era of Srila Prabhupada performing Ratiyatra. And with that, you know, like, I'll just for one moment jump to text number 19 here in this chapter. Rati Sajindaki Loke Chamatkar Navahema Mayarata Sumirakar. Everyone was astonished to see the decorations on the Rath car. The car appeared to be newly made of gold, and it was as high as Mount Sumeru. Purport. In the year 1973, there was a gorgeous Ratiyatra festival in London, England, and the car was brought to Trafalgar Square. The London daily newspaper, The Guardian, published a front-page photo caption, ISKCON Ratiyatra is rival to the Nelson Column in Trafalgar Square. The Nelson Column is a very impressive statue of Lord Nelson and can be seen from a good distance, just as the residents of Puri compared the Ratiyatra car to Mount Sumeru. The residents of London considered the car rival to the Nelson Monument. Right? So in this way, the London Ratu Yatra has been immortalized by Srila Prabhupada in his Chaitanya Charitamrita. And therefore, we are very happy that the Ratu Yatra went back from Battersea Park to Trafalgar Square, although it's a little tight, you know, on the square, and it was so comfy in the park. But nonetheless, right, we are reenacting, basically, Srila Prabhupada's pastimes. So it's a lot today. It's a lot. Three dimensions now. We're looking at Skanda Purana, Indrajumna Maharaj, the whole thing, Nila Chala Chandra Prabhu Jaya Jagannath, pulling chariot and just getting absorbed in that amazing thing. All the residents of Puri have four arms. And what can be said, right? Anyone gets the mercy. Lord Jagannath, the most merciful deity, because he can engage anyone in service. 56 offerings, and cooking, and cooking, and cooking. And the Daitas are cooking. The Sabaras, those who were herding swines, they somehow or other were uplifted because their leader had been worshipping the deity of Nilamadava, who Maharaj Indrajumna so much desired to see. And then that deity he never actually saw. His representative, he saw. But later the Lord appeared as Jagannath. So Lord Jagannath has been worshipped since Satya Yuga with great devotion. But never before had Ratha Yatra been celebrated in the way it was celebrated when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there. Kavi Karnapur is describing the Ratha Yatra in the Chaitanya Chandradoy Natak, which is a very large play he wrote about the life and pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and which is described or referred to in Chaitanya Charitamrita as an authorized biography. So there it describes how Ratha Yatra is an amazing arrangement. There are the three chariots, Lord Jagannath's chariots with 16 wheels. Not only on the side of the chariot, but wheels under the chariot as well. The entire chariot being made fresh every year. Three chariots. They reconstruct the whole thing. Not one screw, not any nut, any bolt. All interlocking wood. And after Ratha Yatra, the chariot is taken and used as, dismantled and used as firewood in the kitchen for Lord Jagannath. Each year, he must ride a fresh chariot. The standards that came from Satya Yuga are quite high, as you can see. So something is still there, since it's such an ancient tradition. So it is, that in itself is amazing. Everything is amazing. The Daitas who are there serving Lord Jagannath, that is amazing. Anyway, so these arrangements for the chariots, which are like Mount Sumeru, are wonderful. Maharaj Pariksit was, King Prataparuda was saying that it was an amazing arrangement. There were the three chariots, and they were decorated with many banana trees. And when the chariot moved, and the dark people from Orissa were pulling the chariot, it said that it was as if it was a moving Tamal forest. The dark-looking residents of Orissa and the green bananas, green banana trees, just awoken the mood of Vrindavan. And Maharaj Prataparuddha was just thinking of Vrindavan. Everyone was totally ecstatic during Rath Yatra, full of anticipation, full of eagerness. Everyone was ready to go. There was a feverish mood in the air. It's Rath Yatra. But there was one person who was depressed. One person who was just not in the mood. One person unhappy. A sour face in Rath Yatra. Can it be? Is it possible? Will there be any such person today? I cannot imagine. Right? Would there be anyone in London who would not be happy now? I cannot imagine. But it was the case in Jagannath Puri. So it is described by Kavi Karnapur. And who was that person? Who was that person? That person was Maharaj Prataparuddha. Maharaj Prataparuddha, unhappy in Rath Yatra. How is it possible? He's the one who is the devotee of Jagannath. He was, as the king, he was so involved with Lord Jagannath. He had the authority. He had the authority to make many decisions about the temple. He could authorize the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to enter the temple, to see certain ceremonies like the Pandu Vijay ceremony, taking Lord Jagannath out of the temple towards his chariot. The devotees of Lord Chaitanya were invited to be part of it. Or during Snan Yatra, usually the queens, which was just before, 2 weeks before, usually the queens would get a seat on a roof, which was just right opposite of the Snan Bedi, right opposite of the place where the Lord was taking his bath at Narendra Sarovar. And the queens would sit there every year and sort of had the first class view. And then Maharaj Prataparuddha, at the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's presence, had announced that this year, my dear queens, you can't sit on the roof. What? It was certainly some domestic strife, as you can understand. But the king said, no, this year that roof is reserved for the associates of Lord Chaitanya. And the queens were moved over to the library, a building a bit further away. Oh, you know. But when Snan Yatra happened, they forgot all about it. Because Lord Jagannath was being bathed, and water drops were bouncing off his body in all directions. And Lord Chaitanya was bouncing up and down in front of Lord Jagannath. And the most amazing thing was, there was more water coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu than from Lord Jagannath, from the tears that were shooting out of his eyes. So in this way, one can see how in Puri the build-up towards Rath Yatra was going on. And all the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were getting ready for the Pandu Vijay ceremony, the day that Rath Yatra was to begin. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal associates got up in the dark and immediately took their early morning bath. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal associates then went to see the ceremony of Pandu Vijay. During this ceremony, Lord Jagannath leaves his throne and gets up onto the guard. King Prataparuddha in person, as well as his entourage, allowed the Pandu Vijay ceremony to be seen by all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his prominent devotees, Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu and others, were very happy to observe how Lord Jagannath began the Rath Yatra. The very strong-built Daitas, carriers of the Jagannath deity, were as powerful as drunken elephants. They manually carried Lord Jagannath from the throne to the car. Drunken elephants, because, you know, to carry those enormous deities that were tied with silken ropes, they kind of moved like elephants. See, I don't know if you have ever looked at how elephants move, but I lived a long time in Mayapur and had a good look at them. And, you know, riding on an elephant is not so easy because the elephants, as they walk, they go from one side to the other side. I mean, seasickness is not uncommon. Anyhow, so drunken elephants are staggering from one side to the other. Like moving juggernaut with great difficulty on from one silken pillow unto the other, and some of the pillows would just burst from the weight of the Lord. Sometimes then the Lord goes up a ramp, and sometimes it's very difficult. It's not like that. It's easy in Puri, right? It says, okay, 1, 2, 3, now the deities go on the chariot. No, it's every year from a bit of a struggle. Like one year in recent times, the Lord was just coming backwards, right? And he's like coming backwards, and the daitas who were carrying, they almost got crushed under the Lord. Then one Brahmana said, come on now, Lord Jagannath, this is not a time to take rest. Mount your chariot, right? And so, then, you know, okay, somehow or other, they got the Lord back up and got him on the chariot. Ecstasy. Meanwhile, Kavi Karnapur is describing in his play that Maharaj Prataparuda was depressed in Rath Yatra. How can he be depressed? This doesn't make sense at all. It does, because the Rath Yatra that Kavi Karnapur is describing is the Rath Yatra that happened after the departure of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was the first Rath Yatra after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had left. And then, you know, suddenly Rath Yatra looked bleak. Suddenly Rath Yatra was not the same. Suddenly Rath Yatra was just another. It was Rath Yatra, but yeah, the Lord wasn't there. So we must understand that the Rath Yatra that we perform is not just Rath Yatra, where we are pulling the chariot of Lord Jagannath, Lord Krishna, who was in Dwarka, in separation from Vrindavan, and then there's this eclipse in Kurukshetra, and then Vasudev organizes this big, big yajna to counteract all the inauspiciousness, and all the royalty is there, and Krishna is there on his chariot, all these things, and then, you know, and now it's enough. We're taking Krishna back to Vrindavan, and the gopis are pulling the chariot back to Vrindavan. And Rath Yatra begins all the way from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan. Jai Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda Ki Jai. All these things are going on. All that is happening. But Maharaj Prataparuda was appreciating Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his presence. That then, along with the Rath Yatra, there was Prem Sankirtan. That then it was more than that pastime of bringing back the Lord to Vrindavan. But now that there was also that dimension of ecstatic kirtan, celebrating bringing the Lord to Vrindavan, and the devotees all pulling the chariot. And think about it. When the Lord goes to Vrindavan, who is in front? The devotees. They're pulling the chariot. So who's reaching first? As the devotees take the Lord back to Vrindavan, they come back to Vrindavan and reach before the Lord. They're pulling the chariot back. Think about that. So in this way, in Rath Yatra, everyone is just chanting. So in 1973, some of you may have been there. I wasn't there. So if I say something wrong, those who were there can say, no, it wasn't like that at all. But surely, we all remember how Srila Prabhupada had been in Mayapur and how his sister had cooked for him. And she had cooked kachoris. Prabhupada's kachori mukhi means kachori face. So one who loves kachoris. So, his sister cooked kachoris. And then, shortly after, about half an hour later, Prabhupada said, Oh, she has tried to poison me. These kachoris are not cooked properly. They're not cooked. And he got dysentery severely. He was really ill, actually, with heavy dysentery. And then after some time, he said, and the devotee is thinking, what are we going to do? And he said, call my sister. Call his sister. He said, oh, no, not his sister. she's going to kill him. No, call my sister. Then he told his sister to cook eggplant and puris. The devotee said, this is it. This is the end. It's over. Eggplant and puris. She cooked eggplant and puris, and Prabhupada ate the hot eggplant, deep fried eggplant right there, just piping hot, and hot puris. And as he ate it, Prabhupada said, my mother always gave us hot eggplant and puris when I had dysentery. So there was some pastime going on, whatever it was. But Prabhupada was still ill on the way to the UK, because the secretary moved over in the plane so that Prabhupada could lie down on two seats, which he would never do. And then it is mentioned in Lilamrita that Prabhupada was even ill on the way from the airport towards the temple, and that he got out of the car and had to throw up. So Prabhupada was ill. So when it was time for Rath Yatra, everyone was thinking Prabhupada would go on the chariot of Subhadra and sit always below the deities, because he didn't want to sit on the level of the deities, and sit on the lower deck below the deities. And everyone thought that was what's going to happen, but Prabhupada, no. He wasn't. It was something else. Just like Lord Chaitanya danced, in front of the chariot, and it was a victory march. Now we are pulling Krishna back to Vrindavan. Now we have him, and we will not let him go. Oh no, and now he's going back to Vrindavan, and oh yes, he is. And this is a glorious moment, the end of all that misery of separation. A moment of great ecstasy. And in the same way, Prabhupada also, in a moment of great ecstasy, was pulling the chariot on a victory march through London. Right? It was a victory march in the Western world. Here is the Lord, Lord Jagannath. He is here now in London. Right? I mean, debatably so, but the most important city in Europe, right? Today we'll grant you that, you know. We can argue about it another day. So, the most important city in Europe, and Prabhupada is just is pulling Lord Jagannath to the streets of London, right, on gorgeous chariots, and like Lord Chaitanya, in jubilation, in great jubilation, Prabhupada danced. And he danced. And the kirtan, took on the dimension of the kirtan at the time of Lord Chaitanya. That was not just kirtan mechanically performed out of some religious duty. No, it was just spontaneous and ecstatic and going beyond. Everyone became swept up and the whole thing became just magic and transcendentally electrified. And Prabhupada is running forward ahead of Jagannath, stopped, and the chariot stopped. And Prabhupada ran back, right, to the chariot. Right. Now comes the detail in the story, which has different versions in from what I know, but the police never likes it when chariots stop in Western cities. Traffic, you know, move, you know, move is the police mantra. So the police wanted the chariot to move, and Prabhupada is just all the time running ahead, turning around, and start dancing, and then the chariot stopped. What to do, right? So, some say the police told Shruta Kirti. Others say the police told Brahmananda. From what I understand, it was Brahmananda, and logically so, because you know you look at the biggest guy; he must be in charge, right? And you don't know who's in charge. And Brahmananda, anyway, had that sort of "I'm in charge" type of presence. So the police then said, you know, tell the old man to move, to keep on moving, and not stop. And then Brahmananda looked at the police and he looked at Prabhupada. And of course, everyone has some fear of police when they get nasty, right? So he had a little fear of the police. Then he looked at Prabhupada. And he had more fear of Prabhupada. So what to do? He didn't say anything. He didn't say anything. Then the police got heavy. Tell him! You know, so then Brahmananda sort of, what to do? You know, went up to Prabhupada, said, Prabhupada, police wants you to move. And Prabhupada just gave him that look. And Brahmananda, Puna Musika Bhav, became the size of a mouse. Said, on the spot, right there, shrunk to the size of a mouse. What to do? That was it. No one could stop Prabhupada. No one, right? No one in the three worlds could possibly stop him. In his ecstasy, in his glorious Rati Yatra. And when Rati Yatra finally came to Trafalgar Square, you can see today, Trafalgar Square has not been built, you know, to commemorate that particular battle and Nelson's glory and so on. No, no, no. It has particularly been built for the Rati Yatra. That was the real reason why it was built. Just like the manor hasn't been built for whatever rich man in the UK was thinking, oh, well, I'll enjoy in this place. Yes, yes, yes. You fix it up nicely, you enjoy, and later we'll move in, right? So in the same way, Trafalgar Square is particularly designed for our Jagannath. You can see it today because in Trafalgar Square, opposite of Nelson's column, right, there is this platform. There is a raised platform, and somehow this platform is chariot size. It just is the perfect size of three chariots. When the architect was drawing out the plans for Trafalgar Square, Krishna was interfering. All right, we want a little platform here. Okay, so the architect, yes, a platform would look nice. What for, you know? Anyway, No, a little bigger. Oh, yes, yes, it needs to be a little bigger, Krishna said. Yes, yes, the architect said, yes, I'll make it a little bigger. And perfectly, the three chariots stand there raised above the square. And where will you see that? I have done ratayatras in Rio, ratayatras in Paris, ratayatras in New York, ratayatras in like almost every town and village of the world. And still, I've never seen such an arrangement. Never, never. That was the arrangement. That was the arrangement. So Prabhupada's Ratha Yatra can just rival Nelson's column and stand there in all glories. Three chariots raised, and the deities are there. We will see today. So in this way, the Ratha Yatra will just be full of ecstasy. Srila Prabhupada revived the Sankirtan movement. After Lord Chaitanya, for some time, the Sankirtan movement was a little covert. Bhaktivinoda Thakur began to reassemble the knowledge about Lord Chaitanya's movement, of what was in and what was out, and then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur went with a machete and start chopping. This is in, and that is bogus, and this is bona fide, and that is off, and this is what we do. And seriously, put the movement back on track. And then Prabhupada just took it. He took it all over the world, and it just exploded. And he just, as the perfect representative of Lord Chaitanya, carrying that very spirit of the same Lord, completely transparent instrument of the Supreme Lord, Yare deke tara kaha Krishna upadesh amar agyai guru hoy tare desh. Just thinking of whomever, everybody, whomever we meet, they must get the mercy. Oh, and Ratha Yatra, everyone gets the mercy. And Prabhupada just in great ecstasy flooded the world. Ratha Yatra is an essential element of this movement. It's not like, okay, we have many deities. We have Radha Krishna. We have Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman. So, you know, at Ram Nomi, we go, Raghupati Raghava Rajaram, Sitaram, Sitaram, and all that. Jai Hanuman. We have all that. And then we have Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. And then we have Gaur Nityananda. We have, and then we also have Jagannath, and we have Nisringa. So like we have a whole variety of form. The same Krishna, but in many forms. And in each form, there are pastimes and so on. So it's, I really like the Jagannath pastimes. It's one of my favorite festivals. I always wear the t-shirt. No, it's not that. You know, it's not that. It's not just another thing on the menu. No, not at all. It is essential. It is an essential element in the plan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to capture the entire world. Right? Even gross mundane people are a little bit impressed. In New York, when Jayananda was building the chariots, he was building serious chariots, and in New York, when they wanted to do Ratha Yatra on Fifth Avenue, which we just did, right? I just come back from that actually, and a couple of weeks ago. But then Toshan Krishna, he got the permission and says, well, in New York we cannot allow any further parades on Fifth Avenue. I mean, we haven't allowed a new parade on Fifth Avenue for the last 40 years. It's closed. No, you can't hear. No, but this is just three hand pulled carts. Or just three hand pulled carts, that'd be all right. And they got permission for three hand pulled carts. Well, they are hand pulled, but they are towering. They are enormous. And in this way, somehow or other, Krishna enters into the intelligence of the devotees. And it was Lord Chaitanya who brought this Ratha Yatra, and these cards and the big arrangements around the festival can just sweep up so many people who otherwise never ever would look at this movement. But this is, wow, this is nice. This is impressive. All the tourists on top of the roof of the double-decker tourist buses, click, 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 you know. This is something. Uh-huh. Yes, what is this festival? They come, what is this festival? What is this? This is amazing. Yes, it's some ancient festival. Thousands. We know. If you say more than thousands, they can't even register it. It's from the Satyayuga. So, here we are. And all this is with us today. Knowing that this Rath Yatra is part of the plan of Lord Chaitanya to flood the world. Knowing that Prabhupada has specifically empowered this Rath Yatra. Knowing that he even writes about it and has immortalized it in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Remembering Maharaj Prataparuda, who was so eager, so eagerly serving Lord Jagannath, and yet was still more eager to serve Lord Chaitanya. In all this spirit, we also go, eager to serve Lord Jagannath, and yet remembering that whole relationship with Lord Chaitanya, and that now we're doing Rath Yatra in the spirit of Lord Chaitanya. And how Prabhupada did it in the spirit of Lord Chaitanya. And how it's a victory march for Lord Chaitanya's movement. For the mercy, touching here and touching there. And anybody, we're going to give them mercy today. Here, take prasad. Here, take this. In Calcutta, we had this Rath Yatra. We were on the chariot and we're throwing bananas. Right? We had a truck of bananas following the chariot, a whole truck. And we're just throwing and throwing, you know. And then finally, it came to the last banana. I had the last banana in my hand. And just then, I saw a man at the side of the road selling eggs. And he had a big stack of eggs. I prayed to Lord Jagannath. Oh, Lord Jagannath, please empower this arm. Right? Let this man get the mercy. Oh, did he get it? You know, the banana went right. He had nicely stacked his eggs into a pyramid. And the banana just flew, you know, in a straight line, which it never happens with me, but it flew in a straight line, landed in the middle of those eggs, and that man got the mercy that day, right? He got the mercy of Lord Jagannath. So many people are getting this mercy of Lord Jagannath. It is just amazing. And we can be part of it. We were in Soweto, South Africa, township, where black people have been kept in poverty, right? And South Africa, the land of fruits. Most of the fruits you eat here are from South Africa, right? And we had so many fruits. We're distributing all the fruits to the people. Then there were no more fruits. But the chariot was decorated with fruits, you know. Pineapples were hanging. I told the devotees, take the decorations and distribute them, you know, like take it all, right? Take it off, right? So we all went and we took off, and I ripped off a big pineapple, and I walked up to a garden, and there were these old people, right? Old African people, and they were in their garden, a little afraid, behind the wall, and I sort of gave it over the gate. I said, here, take! And they said, is this for us? I mean, we don't have to pay. I said, no, take. These people never in their life had a whole pineapple. Never. And they're from Pineapple Loca, you know? There's pineapples growing left and right. They never had a pineapple. It was the first pineapple in their life. They were so happy. Oh, how nice is Rath Yatra. We can make so many people happy. Depressed, sour people in London. Paranoid people walking around. You don't talk to strangers. Watch out. Anybody can be a terrorist. You know what I mean? Check your phone. Watch out. Gosh, what is this? You know, some Muslim parade. Is this? What is this? You know, like danger. paranoia, you know, don't talk to me, you know, I don't know you, keep a distance, don't get closer than 1 foot, you know what I mean, what are you doing so close to me today, you know, just prasadam, give them prasadam from Jagannath, give them some mercy, run around, the bums on the street, London's got plenty. They also got to get today. It's a festival everyone has to get. Everyone. Everyone's included. Dogs, yes, take. Everyone. So this is the spirit flooding the three worlds. And that is Rath Yatra. So just as the devotees of Lord Chaitanya were waiting in front of the Simhadwara, eagerly waiting for Lord Jagannath to appear, in the same way, we are also eagerly waiting. And of course, there's a lot more to say. In the middle of the Rath Yatra, you get this situation where it is said in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Jagannath is on his chariot, and then the Lord looked left, and then the Lord looked right. So you just visualize that the deity is looking left, looking right, and then left he saw this Brahmin village, and then on the right there's the gardens of Gundicha, which represent Vrindavan, and in this way the Lord was returning to his Vrindavan. So all these things are there, and many, many more things. One could speak a whole week about Rath Yatra just every day. I mean, if they would ask me to speak for 1 week on Rath Yatra, I would probably not finish in that week. So I'm not going to finish today. But with the same eagerness now, awaiting the appearance of Lord Jagannath, I'll end this lecture. And yes, we'll be eagerly waiting with kirtan for the Lord to arrive. And which is part of it. If you're not there with kirtan for the Lord to arrive, you have missed something, according to Chaitanya Charitamrita. I'm trying to make sure he's going to take me there early, you know what I mean? <It's like laughs> So in this way, I'll be very happy to be with all of you a little later with Lord Jagannath. Any question? Any comment?